fringe. One of the people in this week's reading lived on the fringe of society. She had been outcast due to, well, Jesus' time version of religious freedom laws. She was forced to live away from people because people didn't want to have their religious liberties threatened by being kind to a person who didn't fit their rules. Ritually unclean would be the term. See, for her, there was no opportunity for her to try to order a cake and be rejected. She just was out. There was no opportunity for her to just try and sit down at a local restaurant and sit down and then be removed from the restaurant. She was out. The rules said she had to remove herself from contact with others and to sit in her shame. And Jesus didn't play that game. The woman who lived on the fringe thought that if she could just touch the fringe of Jesus' clothes, that she would be better. It was common then for all people, it still is actually in synagogues, for people to touch the hem or the fringe of the rabbi's robes. It's called the tzitzit, and it is thought to impart a blessing on the person or healing. So what this woman was doing was not uncommon for the time. Jesus walked through the crowds, and lots of people were touching the hem of his garment, but none maybe with the same intention as this woman. She reached out and touched the fringe. From the fringe. She rebelled against the shaming culture. She reached out. And Jesus turned around and said, "How dare you infringe on my religious liberty? The rules of my religion say that you must separate yourself from others. By coming close to me, you have persecuted me. Shame on you. I must refuse to serve you. With my deeply held religious beliefs of my weapon, it is my right, it is my duty to cast you out." Oh yeah, no, he didn't do that. Jesus' words, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Because that's what Jesus does. That's what Christians are called to do. Jesus was a lawbreaker, really a lawbreaker. The reading today is filled with lawbreakers. You've got a synagogue leader who sought the help of an obvious rabble-rouser and probable heretic. That's Jairus at the beginning. There's the woman labeled as perpetually unclean who reached out and touched this rabble-rousing rabbi. Lots of lawbreaking there. The rabble-rousing rabbi who spoke kindly and restoratively to an obviously sinful woman. This rabble-rousing rabbi reaching out to touch a dead girl. And then after being told to keep quiet, nobody did. A lot of rule breakers, a lot of law breakers. Jesus was about healing and wholeness and kindness and restoration and love. He wasn't about letting any law get in the way of doing that. If any law gets in the way of doing that, it's a bad law. When the law keeps folks from offering and receiving healing, wholeness, kindness, restoration, then the law is no good. So, may we be a people of lawbreakers. Lawbreaking. May we be lawbreaking, you know what I mean? But wait, even though it's hard for me to say that, I just couldn't get the words out right, it's also too easy. It's too easy to take anything a person or a community disagrees with and then say that it's bad and the law is bad and then seek to be lawbreakers. A pharmacist who not only refused to dispense prescribed medicine to a woman, but gave her a lecture and feigned accommodations not having another employee in the store dispense the medicine, but forcing the woman to travel to another pharmacy. That isn't about liberty. It's just nasty. A narrow Supreme Court ruling recently on the issue in Colorado related to the cake baker's refusal to bake a cake. It doesn't give permission to all cake bakers to refuse service to others. But in our current culture, folks are acting as if it does. Requesting that someone leave your restaurant because they work for your adversary communicates revenge and anger rather than living out the spirit of the law. Changing your mind and saying, we will no longer rip children from their parents' arms or take them and say we're going to take a bath and then never return them, and now saying, no, we're just going to put families in prison, camps. There's a word for that. I think it's concentration camps, putting families in indefinite incarceration. None of that is about religious beliefs. But if you break the law, you have to be punished for it. Jesus was a lawbreaker. Can't we know the difference between being kind and compassionate and using religion to act like a profanity that I won't utter now? Anytime someone tries to pull the "it's against my deeply held religious beliefs" phrase to keep them from treating all in fairness and respect is garbage. It's not what Jesus taught. It's not what Jesus lived. Standing up to corruption, marginalization, and injustice is what Christians do. Demonizing others for revenge is not what we do. We need to be about healing and wholeness and kindness and restoration and love. We are, and we continue to be about this. This is a statement that we have made together. Together we share the joy of discipleship and service to God with all who desire to join in the life of the church. God created each of us as recipients of God's grace and love, unearned and freely given. We are called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We celebrate every person as a child of God, created in God's image. We welcome people of every age, economic status, ethnic origin, gender, gender identity, marital status, mental and physical ability, political affiliation, and sexual orientation. We need to be about living out God's vision, a caring community of Christ, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace, taking those things seriously. And when laws or rules serve to marginalize or otherwise keep people from having equal rights or equal access, they aren't good laws or good rules. And if a group who are in power are then put on more equal footing with those who were marginalized by rules or laws, then the group who was in power are not being persecuted or marginalized. They're experiencing equality instead of oligarchy. Jesus neither had time for nor did he follow the rules that marginalized people. And he calls us to do the same. He did call out bad rules or bad interpretations of rules. But he was, and we are, about healing, wholeness, kindness, restoration, and love. We're not about marginalizing, refusing help, or shaming. Amen.